This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. With cool season vegetables already planted, it's time now to start thinking about warm season vegetables, such as beans, corn, and eggplant. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Istone, says the soil temperature in your area is really what determines the best time for planting warm season vegetables.
Well, most of us probably start off with beans and corn. They can tolerate a little bit cooler soil temperature, and that's really our planning there on when to plant is the soil temperature. Plant them when the soil's too cold, and if we get some moisture, then those seeds may go ahead and rot and not sprout and start to grow. And so really like to do the things, plant the best as we can, which means using the right soil temperature. And I mentioned some corn. Some corns tolerate cooler temperature than others. We have really sweet corn, SH2 varieties, and they don't do very well in the cold soil. And so those you got to wait a little bit longer. But if you're going with the regular sugar sweet corn, you can plant that in a little cooler soil temperatures.
These would be things that you've laid out in your gardening map, so to speak?
That's right. Each year you probably want to move plants around and stay in different families so that if there are soil diseases, things like that, you're not planting right back in there. And so we do organize that the best you can with the space that you have. That's usually a limitation maybe. That you don't have room to move things around and plant everything you want to, but that's in the planning process.
What about tomatoes? Too early for tomatoes then?
Well, I've seen some tomatoes planted, and I've seen some dead tomatoes because of the frost that we had recently. And so they can probably tolerate our soil temperatures. 55 degrees is what we're aiming for a minimum of. Warmer is going to be a lot better. They're going to grow faster. But if you protect them from that cool temperature, you know, covering them. So you could plant them now. Soil temperature is probably reaching there, but you maybe have to prepare to cover those up. Generally, at least in the Riley County, Manhattan area, we're looking at mid-May. Mother's Day is usually a great time to plant without having to worry about covering them typically.
If you're doing a raised bed garden or a container gardening, does the soil temperature vary in terms of maybe just a garden bed?
Yeah, so typically raised beds will warm up a little bit quicker, and your containers, whether you may start something in the house where you can moderate the temperature. But they also, if the volume's not very large, they can really cool down faster than, say, in-ground temperatures. And so it depends on the size, I guess, of your container. A raised bed, again, depending if you have it connected to the soil. I see some raised beds, they're raised and they're up in their own kind of area and they're not connected to the soil. And so that is going to have a little temperature fluctuation more quickly than, say, in-ground beds and or containers that are next to the ground where you get a little buffer zone there.
We mentioned those early planted crops, and as those mature and they're harvested, then you can possibly start to reuse that space?
That's right. Very good point. So we keep something growing in the garden year-round if we can. And so hopefully as your lettuce and radish and those crops are harvested, you make room for your later season crops. Starting to talk about eggplant, we'll talk about peppers, and all those are really warm-loving plants. The last thing we typically plant is sweet potatoes. You know, you plant those in June. And so, as you get space available, you can come back in with another crop. Or if you don't have anything you're looking at, there are what's called cover crops or short-term plants that you could put in that space to build up the organic matter and maybe prevent some weeds from growing. So continuous cropping is a good thing for our soils.
Planting dates, harvesting dates, all of that information can be found in the new garden guide.
Yeah, excellent. There's definitely a calendar there that gives you guidelines on when to plant. Of course, that's based on averages. Each season's going to be a little different, but it works out fairly well. And it's really good to know when to harvest so that you're harvesting quality vegetables that you've grown and not maybe waiting too long, just a little bit more mature. And so, yeah, it gives you a great opportunity to know when to plant, when to harvest, and that calendar is available.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Istone. An updated version of the Kansas Garden Guide will soon be available for ordering through the K-State Research and Extension Bookstore. The Garden Guide is already available online. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.